This is KNPR and KNPR.org. I'm Rick Andrews. From the California to Hawaiian themes, Boyd Gaming is looking back at their first 50 years. Here's Senator Richard Bryan with Nevada Yesterdays.
As the story went, reported by Mark Twain,
in the name of the people of the United States, to whom you bold and am.
The stage is set in Nevada for the 35th nuclear explosion.
Donald Campbell, the fastest man on water on Lake Mead, Nevada.
Be lady tonight.
On New Year's Day, the California Hotel and Casino in downtown Las Vegas turned 50. That meant it also was the 50th anniversary of Boyd Gaming, and both of them are Las Vegas success stories. The California opened as an 11-story hotel with 325 rooms. Today, it also has a 14-story tower and a grand total of 781 rooms. The main owners were Sam Boyd and his son Bill. Each of them had 25%. They had dozens of other stockholders, led by their longtime associates, Perry Wett and Chuck Ruthie. Sam Boyd had moved to Las Vegas in 1941 to work in casinos. He climbed the ladder at the Sahara Hotel and later ran the Mint Hotel and Casino for its owners. In 1971, he and partners Frank Scott, Jackie Gahn, and Kel Housels Jr. opened the Union Plaza. Boyd's son Bill was a successful local attorney, and he joined his father and their family in the El Dorado Casino in Henderson. The California was the first big project that was truly a Boyd project, but when it opened, it wasn't an overnight success. Sam Boyd then returned to some of his old stomping grounds. Before coming to Las Vegas, he had worked in Hawaii, and he reached out to contacts there and catered to the market with an island ambiance and Hawaiian food. The California also offered a special vacation package with low airfares. Eventually, well over 70% of the California's clientele came from Hawaii, and Hawaiians are frequent guests, not just there, but at other Boyd properties as well. This had an impact on Las Vegas. The Asian American Pacific Islander population in southern Nevada has grown today until it's more than 10% of Clark County's residents. There are plenty of reasons to explain that, including the resort industry, but Boyd Gaming has been crucial to that development. And the California's increasing success helped launch Boyd Gaming to still greater heights. In 1979, they opened Sam's Town on the Boulder Highway. Sam's Town featured a Western theme, and Boyd Gaming went on to add bowling, an RV park, an atrium, and several restaurants in addition to the other expansions. Las Vegas has grown, and Boyd Gaming certainly has grown as well. Now it's publicly traded, and it includes more than 24 properties in 10 states. At one point, it co-owned the Atlantic City Borgata with MGM Resorts. In Las Vegas, Boyd took over and turned around Main Street Station, and a merger with Coast Casinos led to its ownership of several of those properties. And maybe there's another way to explain the importance of Boyd Gaming in Las Vegas. When I was governor, and the state had to crack down on the Stardust and Fremont hotels, state regulators asked Sam and Bill Boyd to take them over because we knew they were not only smart operators, they were also clean of mob taint. They ran two properties, then bought them, and made them far more profitable. And Boyd Gaming has continued to invest in our state's top industry. They also have been very generous to the community with their philanthropy, which includes the UNLV Law School bearing Bill Boyd's name. In the Hawaiian language, holomua means success. That's fitting for the California Hotel and for Boyd Gaming. This is Senator Richard Bryan urging you to join me next time for more Nevada Yesterdays.
Nevada Yesterdays is written by UNLV history professor Michael Green and is supported by Nevada Humanities.